This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com. Gentlemen, welcome to America's Auto Enthusiast Program. This is Auto World. And now, here's your host, Bob Long.
Thank you very much for joining me here today for another hour of Auto World. In this hour of broadcast, we're going to be joined by one of our regular contributors. He's the number one car guy, the number one Jeep guy, the number one auto enthusiast for both J.C. Whitney and U.S. Auto Parts. Rob Mulner will be sliding up to the microphone momentarily to tell us about all kinds of cool things. Also, during the hour, we'd love to hear from you via the telephone at our usual number, toll-free from anywhere across North America at 855-660-4261, 855-660-4261, or via the email, bob@autoworldradio.com. That's the one that's working the best lately, bob@autoworldradio.com. And when you get a chance, please check out my website. And we've got all of our great sponsors on there, including J.C. Whitney. And Nathan is going to let me know when we've got Rob ready to go. And we'll get him on board with us for a whole hour. Can't wait to catch up with Rob on a whole gamut of things. Rob, for the last couple of years, has really become a great contributor to this program, bringing us all kinds of coverage from events, and I've learned a lot about off-roading, and Rob was similar to my background, more into sports cars, and his work at J.C. Whitney has exposed him to a lot of off-roading. And I myself, growing up in Massachusetts, was never really exposed to off-roading till I started traveling as an automotive journalist and working for Motor Trend magazine. I got the opportunity to go to Camp Jeep, which was an event held when Chrysler Jeep was owned by Daimler. Mercedes, they held these annual events sometimes twice a year, and get to see firsthand, up close and personal, what it was like at some of these great gatherings. And also, of course, I've been very fortunate to be invited to the vehicle launch of a number of Jeep products, including the Jeep Grand Cherokee and the latest Jeep, the little Renegade, just to name a couple. Jeep has got some interesting things around the corner, including a pickup truck, and they also are going to bring back the Wagoneer. Well, let's go out to sunny California and bring our contributor and great supporter of the show. Rob Mulner is the, as I said earlier, the number one car enthusiast for both J.C. Whitney and U.S. Auto Parts, and he's evolved into a great spokesperson and radio guy, and it's always a pleasure to share the microphone with Rob. Rob, how you doing?
I'm doing awesome now, Bob. How are you?
I'm doing fine. Thank you so much. So I was telling everybody a little bit about that I really, growing up in Massachusetts, was never really exposed to off-roading. It wasn't until I started traveling as a journalist. It wasn't until my Motor Trend years and during the years in which Jeep was under the ownership of Mercedes-Benz when they used to hold these Camp Jeep events. That was my first kind of exposure to the whole world of off-roading, and like yourself, I was more into sports cars, but your work certainly at J.C. Whitney and U.S. Auto Parts has opened up this off-roading world to you as well.
Oh, it's been such an eye-opener, and I grew up in Southern California, so the desert was never very far away, but I didn't know anybody with any sort of Jeeps. I had some some folks in the family with, you know, the Wagoneers that were, we just didn't know it at the time, were the, you know, the SUV of that period. But, you know, it wasn't until I really got thrown into the deep end of the pool with my first trip to Moab where it really started to click that, oh my God, this is not just an automotive, you know, subset or a sector, but this is a whole lifestyle that is built around these vehicles and giving people that functionality and that knowledge that they can go virtually anywhere. And then, of course, you know, adding more capabilities to the vehicle and, you know, in turn, the driver becoming even more capable off-road. So it was a real shock to understand what people do at Moab with their Jeeps.
And it was a real eye-opener to me as well, just to feel that passion that we've talked about before. It's, you know, not unlike the passion you would see for sports cars or muscle cars, but instead of going for speed, you're going sometimes one half of 1 mile an hour over some tricky rocks, and it's just as exciting.
It is. It's a great point, Bob. It's, you know, we've talked about the folks and how awesome Jeep people are in general, and that's certainly not to take away from any other, you know, enthusiast group. But you're right. Where we might be thinking about G-forces, cornering speed, exit speed, apex, you know, all these terms that we love to throw around, it's much more about attack angle. It's much more about gearing. It's much more about that crawling capability to get somebody over and through a really challenging obstacle. I still think it's a lot of the same characteristics, just kind of repackaged and reshaped to take on the off-road versus, you know, let's say a closed circuit track kind of an environment. And I feel like I've got almost dual citizenship now on both of them. I don't know if anybody's going to file a protest, but I feel like I'm getting to the point where I, with some really good tutelage from the guys at OC Motorsports and our off-road godfather, I'll call him Eric Nielsen, you know, I feel like I'm getting the skill set to be pretty competent in both environments.
That's great, Rob. Let's remind everybody about this year's sweepstakes, and they still can enter. And unlike other years where you've customized a truck and a Jeep, this time around you're asking listeners, asking folks to submit pictures of their own ride. Tell us all about it.
Yeah, the Wrench and Ride program this year is that's the name we gave it, Wrench and Ride. We know that everybody, you know, works on their Jeeps, works on their trucks before they go on a road trip or before they go off-roading. So we thought that moniker made sense. And this year it's a photo contest. So rather than a sweepstakes where we just pull a random name out of a hat, this one we invite you to take a picture of your Jeep or truck. And that's all the, you know, all the other kinds of trucks. We get questions, you know, does a K5 Blazer, does a Bronco, does a Ranchero, does an El Camino? Yes, those are all trucks. I just got a question the other day, International Scout. Yes, I would love to see, you know, more Scouts in our contest. But you take a picture of, you know, basically the driver's side of your vehicle. Tell us about yourself. Tell us about how you like to use your vehicle. Tell us about what the vehicle means to you. And we've got at this point over 7,800 approved entries. You know, the vehicle has to be registered, roadworthy, insured. We're not going to transform a, you know, rusted out, hasn't run in 10 years. We need a running vehicle that obviously has gotten some care. But we're going to add the latest, you know, aftermarket and off-road accessories from our sponsors like Aries and Cover King, Crown, the folks at Kurt, Power Stop Brakes, Rancho Shocks. We've talked with, you know, a lot of these folks, Bob, and they've all been really supportive of the program. But we're just about a month away, just over a month away from choosing that winner.
So there's still time for folks to enter.
Yes.
Must do so.
Yes, end of August is the deadline.
Great. We'll take a pit stop and then more with Rob Mulner from J.C. Whitney. Don't go away.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
My golden retriever, Sundance, is a lot more playful now. She has more pep and energy than I've seen in years.
Tons of energy. Petey is having fun again. He's got a shiny coat and a good, healthy weight.
Molly's been having 4 scoops a day. She pushes her little bowl all the way across the room, emptying every last single crumb. She has slimmed down and gotten this puppy look.
She's got life. She's got energy. She's got stuff to give.
We get asked all the time when we're at shows, how do you get your dog so healthy and shiny and glossy?
DINOVITE.
859-428-1000.
The omega-3 fatty acids.
Flaxseed, zinc, alfalfa.
The digestive enzymes that are cooked out of regular dog food.
Family will be on Dynavite for the rest of his life.
Just feed your dog right. Use Dynavite. If it's working, don't quit.
859-428-1000.
859-428-1000.
DINOVITE.com.
Will the government protect your family from Iran and North Korea's newest weapon, EMP? We buy guns to protect ourselves, home, health, and car insurance for accidents. Maybe you also have food storage. But how would you keep your refrigerator running in a long-term EMP blackout? Using tested military designs, the Solark EMP-hardened solar generator protects and powers your critical appliances for years without burying items underground or wrapping them in aluminum foil. Unlike other preps, Solark is used every day to help offset your electric bill automatically. Visit PortableSolarLLC.com to learn how easily expandable the system is. Solark is the most affordable and powerful solution on the market. The whole system even fits in the back of a pickup or SUV and can install in less than an hour. See for yourself why Solark beats other off-grid systems at PortableSolarLLC.com. Don't wait for the government. Go to PortableSolarLLC.com to learn why Solark is energy insurance for your family.
Are you one of the 15 million men who suffer from an enlarged prostate? If your life revolves around finding the closest bathroom, if you're tired of waking up many times a night to urinate, then you need to know about Prostate Miracle. Prostate Miracle contains beta-cytosterol, which is 3,000 times stronger than salt palmetto. To claim your $10 Patriot discount, go to prostatemiracle.com and enter promo code PATRIOT. Or call 877-965-2140. That's 877-965-2140.
Warning, if you've recently declared bankruptcy, you're going to want to cover your ears. Because there's an alternative to bankruptcy, and it could be better than you'd ever think possible. But if you've already declared bankruptcy and have missed this opportunity, you'll want to cover your ears now. Here it is. Right now, the company that has resolved more credit card debt than anyone in the U.S. may be able to settle your debt, too. You can resolve your debt with one low monthly program payment. If you call right now and qualify, Freedom Debt Relief will show you how low your monthly program payment could be for free. Call now, 1-800-660-1297. That's 1-800-660-1297. If you're struggling with debt, this could be your answer. And the bigger your debt, the more money you could save. To find out for free how much of your hard-earned money Freedom Debt Relief could help you save, call now, 1-800-660-1297. 1-800-660-1297. 1-800-660-1297.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Thank you very much for joining us here today. My name is Bob Lawn. Behind the master control board at GCN Studios is Nathan. So he's the guy you'll talk to if you dial us up at 855-660-4261 or shoot me an email. I'm looking at it right now, Bob, at autoworldradio.com. Rob Molnar is with us, the number one car guy, number one Jeep guy, number one auto enthusiast at both J.C. Whitney and U.S. Auto Parts, great supporters here of Auto World, and we so enjoy our partnership with him. And before that hard network break, Rob, you were reminding folks that it's getting down to the wire. It's just about a month to go for those who would like to enter for an opportunity to get their Jeep or their truck transformed. What do folks have to do?
Yeah, Bob, it's a really easy one. You take a picture of your vehicle, preferably the driver's side, so we can get a take on what the vehicle looks like. You tell us a little bit about yourself and how you like to use the vehicle, and then you upload it to the blog.jcwhitney.com/wrenchandride. And you can post up your picture there, and then our team will vet it and make sure that, for example, it's not a vehicle with a tree growing out of the middle of it. We've gotten a few of those. And our rules, again, as I mentioned, this vehicle needs to be registered, insured, operable in your state. But what I'm most excited about is, like I said, we're just a little over 30 days away from us knocking on somebody's door and saying, we're here for your vehicle, and we're going to take it with us from, whether they're in Florida or your homeland in Boston, we are going to take their vehicle to Orange County Motorsports guys in Costa Mesa, our builders for all of our projects, and we're going to take their vehicle apart and put it back together with the latest and greatest of all of our sponsors' goodies, and then we'll meet them out at SEMA in early November, and we'll have a little surprise for them there. We'll just leave it at that.
Yeah, they're in for a real treat, to say the least. Let's talk a little bit more about accessorization. It seems like in today's marketplace, everybody loves to put their own personal stamp on their vehicle, but the folks that like to customize or make adjustments to their Jeep, this seems to be one of the more popular vehicles to customize, at least from the outside looking in. How is it at J.C. Whitney and U.S. Auto Parts? Are Jeep folks really into, getting something new for their vehicle on a regular basis?
Yeah, Bob, I would say that is a 100% true statement, and I would say that that's even applicable to truck owners. Jeep and truck is a huge sector of the J.C. Whitney audience. So we obviously take a look at what's in the market. We take a look at what people are asking for. We're constantly trying to gauge, is there a new part we need to offer? Is there a part that maybe some other e-commerce provider has dropped? Is there a part that got discontinued that we can bring back? And we're always looking for that new part, or again, I won't call it a reproduction, but somebody might bring something back into market. I was talking with the guys at Flowmaster a while back, and they had basically just mothballed some jigs for a particular application because they weren't getting as many requests for it. And I said, well, why don't we try putting it back up on our website and see what happens? And suddenly that retired, completely amortized jig that, somebody just said, we're not going to need that anymore, suddenly they're making 20 or 30 of those a month. So it's really, I think it's pretty interesting when we look at our audience and what they want. The reality is it's not always the newest and the latest. It's something that, to your point, Bob, it makes their vehicle complete, and we're not going to tell them what that is. And particularly Jeep owners, they're always looking for some way to differentiate themselves. We were at York, PA last weekend for the All Breeds Jeep Show, which is a great event. And many congratulations to Jennifer Watson, who is the lady who runs that event out there for the PA Jeeps Club. And there's a lot of there's some talk between some of the old-time Jeepers, the CJs, the TJs, the YJs, guys that have been Jeeping for, decades, and then you've got all these Wrangler, JK, and the four-door, the JKU guys that are coming in, and there's a little bit of, a little bit of chat between the two of them, and somebody said, oh, we have an original Jeep, we don't have a JK, and they said, look at all these Wranglers out here, and I said to them, Well, think about it as a canvas, because even though there are a lot of wranglers here, there are not two that look the same. There's always a different style, a different take, a different way that they've been accessorized, a different way that they have been upgraded or modified. And I think the same could be said for Porsches or BMW M3s. I mean, there are so many different kinds of enthusiasts, and they all have their own little twist. But Jeeps, I firmly believe, are the most customized vehicles out on the road today. And we're glad that a lot of those owners come to J.C. Whitney to see what we have for their vehicle.
It's always exciting when you get the opportunity to dive into the J.C. Whitney catalog or go online. And I would imagine if you counted up all the different parts and accessories that you sold, I mean, it must go into the millions when you stop and think about all the different sizes and configurations.
Well, I think the current catalog, meaning what we present online, is something, I don't have the exact number in front of me, but I believe it's roughly 1.5 million SKUs, stock keeping units. But if you drill into, for example, seat covers or car covers, we've got different permutations, different fabrics, different styles. We go into the multi-millions just, for example, in what we carry from one of our sponsors, Cover King, and all of the different ways that you can customize. And then they've got a functionality now where they can print on the seat cover. So you could take a picture from Facebook and have that printed onto your seat cover. So that's just on top of all of the other mutations or the different variations that you could have of just a good old Jeep seat cover. So, yeah, we certainly have a lot of parts, and we'd like to believe we have something for everybody, but it's also a challenge to keep up with all of the latest parts that are out there in the world. And going to shows like we have been doing this year is a great example, a great opportunity for us to meet new vendors that are literally starting up out of their garage and coming up with a great solution, a great new accessory. We'll keep on doing that.
When we come back on the other side, we'll talk more about some of the events that you've been to in recent times and what's around the bend. Rob Molnar is with us. This is Auto World. And again, if we would love to hear from you at 855-660-4261. Perhaps your first recollection of your first encounter with a J.C. Whitney catalog. We'd love to hear some stories, or email me up at bob@autoworld.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
Fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center-cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready-to-eat right from the pack bacon. Or warm and serve. Life-saving, ready-to-eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at fullycookedbacon.com. Fullycookedbacon.com.
The answer to being in control of your own health care is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from 3 health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of My Pillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented My Pillow, I wanted it to where you can move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. My Pillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
Ted Anderson telling you about Jordan Rubin's Beyond Organic Green Fed Raw Cheddar Artesian Cheese featuring whole milk created through ancient dairy breeding. Unpasteurized, untreated whole milk on the same farm the cows graze. Containing natural sources of omega-3s, CLA protein, calcium, probiotics, and enzymes. I have never tasted cheese this good, and you need to try it. Contact your Youngevity distributor or call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com.
Are you retired or facing retirement and you're afraid your income is going to be less than you'd like? I'm Pharmacist Keith. Dr. Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, and I want to show you a low-cost way to create your own business, working around your current schedule, creating extra income that will last for years to come by joining Dr. Wallach's crusade, spreading his message of better health. To learn more, visit radio.recordedvideo.com. That's radio.recordedvideo.com, radio.recordedvideo.com, or call 866-257-3105 for a recorded message.
Rob Balder is our very special guest. He is the number one car and Jeep enthusiast at J.C. Whitney, regular contributor here to the broadcast and a great supporter of Auto World Radio. And I've got a couple of people email me up here, not unlike lots of us first exposed to the J.C. Whitney catalog with the catalogs that came in the mail. I got a note here from James in North Carolina. He said he probably first saw his first one around the age of 11. Here's another one, Kevin in Nevada, and he says that he remembers the first time getting the J.C. Whitney catalog in the mail, and it was such a treat. And he was 13 years old, so even before you could buy or own a vehicle, many of us started looking at cars and planning stuff. And Rob, I'm sure you were probably like that as well.
Oh, I think that sounds just about right, Bob. It was the school library. I can remember pretty clearly my public library, my school library, rooting through all the magazines, the hot rods of the day, and seeing an ad for the Whitney catalog and trying to understand what that thing was. And then a cousin of mine, I think we've talked about him before, but he's the guy who really kind of pulled me into this all the way. He had this E-type roadster that was in my my grandmother's garage for quite a while. And once I saw that thing, it just everything just kind of clicked, and he showed me a bunch of different catalogs, including the Whitney catalog. And from there, I think my first order was a like a beginner's body kit repair system, and you know, clearly I had no idea what I was doing, so that didn't go very well. Fortunately, I didn't do it on the Jaguar, by the way, but you know, that kind of started this whole, you send in a money order and poof, something shows up on your porch. It was awesome, and I don't think I've ever looked back since. It's been a lot of fun tinkering on cars and trying to fix things and, you know, sometimes being very successful. I've enjoyed it quite a lot.
Tell us a little bit about, you mentioned you were in Pennsylvania just last weekend. What are some of the other places that you've been in recent times and what's on the agenda coming up?
Well, these last few months on the Wrench and Ride Tour, we have started, we started in Texas, and then we looped back to Texas just earlier this month. Pretty interesting combo of what they call the off-road ruckus is organized by our friends that Aaron and Axel at Unlimited Off-Road. They put together a very, very good event in Louisville, and they've been expanding their, let's say, their reach. And so they combined the IndyCar races, the Craftsman truck, and the stadium, the Robbie Gordon stadium trucks, with an off-road event in the, you know, in the infield. And for their first go around, it was a good event. It was obviously a little distracting. I wanted to watch the IndyCar race the whole time, which if you saw on TV was a bit crashy. But Texas Motor Speedway is a great place for events. Clearly they have huge capacity. So from Texas we went out to Moab, and that's the Super Bowl of off-road. And that particular event was pretty rough. It was very windy and very cold, and the bulk of the vendors are outside. So, you know, we had to deal with pretty much gale force winds and that red dust flying into, you know, every crevice you could imagine. So a tough event, but still an important event to be at. And then from there we went back to Texas for that off-road ruckus I mentioned, and then the J.C. Whitney car show was in there, in LaSalle. And just a quick sidebar, we're going to be participating in the Gambler 500. I don't know if you've heard about this series. It's gotten some good press, so it's basically it's like a California Melee, but for road rally. So you find yourself around a $500 car, and you show up, and they hand you some route coordinates, and you go run a rally over a weekend. So an organizer out in Illinois said, "Hey, we'd love to get J.C. Whitney to participate. Can we use your facility as the start finish line?" And I said, "Would love to." And already, you know, already looking for a beater car to take out for the weekend. So that's September 30th and October 1st. So I'll make sure and get you some good pics and videos that you can share on your website, Bob. And then, like I said, last weekend was York, PA. Great show, great crowd, and just all the generations of Jeep are there. So you get to see the earliest Willys to the very latest. Jeep actually brings out their their different prototype vehicles. They're different custom vehicles to show off.
That's great.
You get the whole Jeep spectrum. And then our next to the last stop will be Ocean City, Maryland, August 24th through 27th. We'll be out, you know, on your coast, Bob. And that show was awesome last year. So J.C. Whitney is taking a little bigger kind of a sponsorship role in the show this year. And, it's great. We saw people that we talked to at York last year. They're saying, "Hey, we'll see you at Ocean City, you know, next month." So we're really making some friends on the road. And a lot of them, you know, have bought some different things from us and said, "Hey, you really transformed my Jeep. You know, I really enjoyed these flares or these tube doors." We're getting a lot of good feedback. So that's been very, very encouraging. 11-hour drive from Chicago to York, Pennsylvania can be a little challenging, but getting great feedback and seeing people that we met last year has really really made it great. Really enjoyed it.
And for those who are just getting into the Jeep hobby or the automotive hobby, that's one of the great offshoots of being involved and going to these events. I mean, you can truly meet lifelong friends, a lot of folks with the same interests that you have. It's not unusual, and it's also not unusual for people that would normally never meet in real life situations. Perhaps somebody who's very well off, and somebody who's more of an average guy, but they both share the same passion for Jeeps, and you can run into folks like that and strike up some interesting relationships.
Well, I think there's some great advice right there, Bob. If you're a Jeeper, go find a club. I mean, these PA Jeep folks put on this great event, and their club alone, I don't know the exact number, but I think they've got something like 4,000 or 5,000 members of this Jeep club that covers, you know, Pennsylvania. I know they've got some folks in Maryland, some folks in Ohio. So they've got a huge spread. But, you know, what a great place to start a friendship is, hey, I know that I like the same kind of vehicle that you like, and maybe we both like off-roading. Maybe we can share some trails. Maybe we can, you know, our families can camp together. I think it's a great way to not just experience the hobby, but, you know, to your point, make some great friends. I would suggest anybody, whatever vehicle they're into, there's probably a club for them. And now, you know, with Facebook and all these other ways that people can communicate across, you know, great distances, I know the local Porsche club here does breakfast on Saturday and car shows. I'm planning to go to one of those to see what they're up to. And, I know that everybody there at least has a common interest in the vehicles. And you're right, you're going to see people from, you know, every socioeconomic part of the world, but that doesn't mean that you don't have something in common that's important. So I think that's very, very good advice, Bob.
Our telephone number 855-660-4261. If you've ever been to Moab, that's another thing that we would love to hear from you. I personally have never made that trek, but when we come back on the other side, I know Rob touched on it earlier, but this is an amazing, as Rob called it, kind of a Super Bowl World Series of off-roading. We'll talk about what goes on at Moab and lots more around the bend as AutoWorld continues.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
Hi, this is Kevin from PageEducation.com. To those of you who have made us America's Auto Body and Restoration Coach, thank you. And if you haven't, visit us at PageEducation.com and learn from the new free automotive restoration videos we've got on our homepage. PageEducation DVDs can now be downloaded or streamed, so you don't have to wait for or pay for shipping. We'll give you the same great tech support, so you can earn the right to say, I did it myself. Whether it's a modern or classic restoration, you can do it. And PageEducation shows you how at PageEducation.com.
This is Don Jones, the old car guy himself. I'd like to invite you to come to my website, theoldcarguys.com. That's theoldcarguys.com. We probably have everything you need for your classic car. Parts, service, even insurance. So check us out at theoldcarguys.com or give me a call at 314-306-7507. That's 314-306-7507.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Cal Bend Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's FIVESTARSOAP.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
Lifetime Graze 100% grass-fed beef has the health benefits you seek. When compared to conventional beef, it offers good fats while virtually eliminating the bad. That's the result of cattle who never eat grain, ever. Rich in antioxidants, including vitamin E, C, beta-carotene, and CLA. No artificial hormones, antibiotics, or other drugs. For all our fresh, non-cooked products with only 100% grass-fed beef, go to MidasResources.com. Use voucher code GCN to get 30% off your order. MidasResources.com or find us on Facebook.
Identity theft is going to ruin your life if you're not prepared. Hi everyone, this is Paul with Liberty ID. Hey, millions of Americans fall victim every year. Odds are your identity has already been compromised and alerts aren't going to save you. The solution is restoration, and the only company that provides a money-back guarantee is Liberty ID. Go to Liberty ID and use the promo code FREETRIAL for 60 days free. That's LibertyID.com, promo code FREETRIAL for 60 days free. Cancel at any time. Liberty ID is the industry leader in identity theft restoration, with a 100% success rate in restoring our subscribers' identities no matter how they're stolen. Liberty ID fixes the fallout for you. Liberty ID does the work, but you have to be prepared. Go to LibertyID.com, promo code free trial. LibertyID.com, LibertyID.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I'm here to tell you about GCNTelecare.com, a team of board-certified doctors assisting you 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year. Within 15 minutes of registration, care your family can afford. Revolutionizing the healthcare industry, virtual consulting providing diagnosis of non-emergency medical issues by phone or secure video on computer or smart mobile devices. GCNTelecare.com, virtual care anywhere.
Welcome back, everybody. Thank you very much for joining us. Rob Molnar is with us from J.C. Whitney and U.S. Auto Parts. And it's a real treat to have Rob on one-on-one. Usually he brings along a very special guest, but we're getting a great response with people sharing some of their first impressions, first encounters with J.C. Whitney. And got an interesting question here out of Connecticut, and it's Ricky in Connecticut, in New Britain, Connecticut, and he wants to know how long J.C. Whitney has been around. Well, there's been some big celebrations in recent years.
Yeah, there has, Bob. It's shocking and amazing, but 102 years is that number. Warshawski and Company, the predecessor, kind of the foundation of J.C. Whitney, was founded in 1915 and really started as a scrapyard. As vehicles were becoming more popular, they were getting crashed pretty regularly, and a Lithuanian immigrant to the country named Israel Warshawski said, you know, I think there's a lot of good parts on some of those cars, and started a foundry, a yard that is, in Chicago. And then when his son Roy came into the business, he took the really what was flourishing, which was people buying predominantly used parts in the Chicagoland area, and said, you know, I think if we broadened and if we expanded our offerings, we could do a lot of business. And so that that American tradition, that family business, that transfer to the next generation, all of those things. Somebody should make a movie about this, Bob, and I hope they include you and I in it.
That's right.
But all of those things that I think really make America one of the places where these kinds of, let's face it, it's not just that it's a car business. It was somebody had a vision, somebody mm-hmm. activated it, and then somebody expanded and grew the idea further. And the fact that it was all one family, the Warshawski family, that put this all together, I think is pretty amazing. So yes, Ricky, 102 years, and you know, God only knows what we'll do for 103, but I'm guessing we'll come up with another wacky plan. Just stay tuned.
That's right. Definitely we'll be look forward to hearing that news. But I'm really excited about this year's twist on things. In the last couple of years, you've done the vehicles that you acquired this time. You're doing folks their very own truck or their very own Jeep, and I imagine you're getting just a whole wide variety of entries. Are the entries being looked at by just one person or a whole group of people? How are you sorting through all these 7,000, 8,000 entries?
It's definitely a pretty big task. So we've got a team of folks that are vetting the entries, again, just confirming that they meet all of our requirements. And then what's going to happen is myself and really the event team that's been going to the Wrench and Ride events and our friends at OC Motorsports, we're going to sit down and literally pile through all these entries. And we've got a scoring system that we'll be using based on the photo, what people are telling us about the vehicle, how they use the vehicle. So we've got, individual scoring, kind of like Olympic judges holding up the cards, and we're going to tally up those votes, those numbers, and then that's going to lead us to our winner. So, you know, we're certainly hoping that the first person we contact says, yes, I'm on board. Yes, I can live without my vehicle for a month. And yes, I'm willing to go to SEMA. Stranger things have happened. We've gotten some people who, you know, didn't want to win a prize. But we're hoping that all goes smooth. But you're right. It is a bit of a monumental task going through all of those entries. So I'm blocking out a whole week of my schedule to do that right after we close the contest at the end of August.
Sure. It's a very important task, to say the least, to come up with the perfect winner. Here's a funny question. I just got a kick out of this one. Got a question from Manny in Idaho, and Manny wants to know, what is SEMA? Well, Manny, that is hard to put into a few words. Rob, how would you describe SEMA?
That is a life-changing event that is organized and presented by the godfather of the aftermarket that's based out here in California. That is the Super Bowl of the aftermarket. That is where people from around the world that are in this industry, that are in this hobby, that are in this activity, come to see the latest and show off the latest parts, accessories, services, equipment, all revolving around the automotive aftermarket. I think that's relatively succinct. Thank you.
I think that was great. And certainly it's not open, ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, it's not open to regular folks. So you have to be a member of the automotive industry or be a media person. So normally regular people do not get the chance to get in. And so this is going to be a real treat. And it's one of those things that you think you're going to be prepared for until you get there and then you see how massive it is, and every year it gets more massive and more vehicles and more displays, and like Rob said, it's a life-changing event. Tell us about your first ride on Moab. Was that a scary event for you, Rob?
Oh, gosh. My first trail at Moab was more about the nerves. We had literally finished the Jeep 24 hours before our first trail was scheduled, so we spent about half that time driving to Moab. And I must, you know, thank everybody at OC Motorsports, Dan and Brandon and that team there for, not just teaching me about what they do and how they do it and why they do it, but really understanding what a Jeep is really good at and, you know, some of the things it's not as good at. So driving out on the highway, getting out to Moab, everything went great. And then that first trail was, for me, just my heart was pounding out of my chest, because the only thought in my head was, I can't embarrass the company. and this is my ride home. So if we do something, if we do something dumb, or if we make a rookie mistake, and this thing ends up on its head, this is going to be bad. This is going to be bad on multiple levels. And, you know, a lot of people hadn't seen J.C. Whitney out at Moab for a number of years. And there, a lot of people were asking questions. A lot of people were wondering. And fortunately, Eric Nielsen, I mentioned earlier, who he's going to be on the show with us one of these days. He's got lots of off-road experience. And he just said, don't worry about it. And we're, you know, something really, really challenging comes up this first day. We'll find a bypass. And he stuck with it. He kind of talked me off the ledge, and we did some awesome trails that first day, just beautiful, breathtaking stuff. Never had any problems. I think the worst thing that happened day one was we tore a there's a plastic boot that goes around the rear drive shaft, and we got that caught on a rock, and we tore that boot off of there. And it flapped for a couple of miles, and we just got into there and ripped it off of there. And that was it. And that was the worst thing that happened. So we lost a $1.49 rubber boot, and we ended up replacing drive shafts as we've made the vehicle, you know, more and more off-road capable. Stock drive shafts, we kind of hit the limit of what they can accept in terms of, pinion angles and articulation. So we just put some really cool, JE Real is a new brand that we just started handling. It sounds like a country artist, but JE Real is a very capable off-road drive shaft brand that's assembled out in I believe it's in Pomona, and they build beautiful stuff. They're all on all of the King of the Hammers buggies, really, really cool stuff. But that first day, that first morning, that first trail, not exactly knowing what to expect. Yeah, it was to say that I was concerned. That's an understatement, Bob. I was definitely concerned. Yes, I was downright full of trepidation, I think would be the way to put that.
Very well put. Very good choice of words, Rob.
Thank you.
Let's talk a little bit more about some of the really cool hot items flying out the door at J.C. Whitney for Jeeps. What are some of the more popular items that folks are taking advantage of?
Oh, gosh. We've got a few. There's some pretty functional stuff, and one of them is one of those things that we learned about during our build is a recline kit for the JKU owner.
Wow. When you come back with us next month, we will run down the complete list of the latest and greatest. Thank you, Rob.
Thank you, Bob. Have a great week.
Thank you. That's going to do it for Auto World. I'm Bob Long. Whether you're moving your classic car to its new home, transporting your car collection, or selling a car at auction, McAllister's Auto Transport should be your first choice. Our enclosed trailers are custom designed to ensure your antique, exotic, classic, or daily driver is handled with the same attention to detail you provide. We have been committed to delivering excellence every day for over 72 years and would be happy to provide you with a quote. Call McAllister's today at 800-748-3160 or visit our website for more details.
This is Don Jones, the old car guy himself. I'd like to invite you to come to my website, theoldcarguys.com. That's theoldcarguys.com. We probably have everything you need for your classic car, parts, service, even insurance. So check us out at theoldcarguys.com or give me a call at 314-306-7507. That's 314-306-7507.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
Everything you've been told about identity theft prevention is a flat-out lie. No one can prevent identity theft. No one. Go to LibertyID.com and use the promo code FREETRIAL for 60 days free. Cancel at any time. LibertyID is the industry leader in identity theft restoration. LibertyID fixes the fallout for you. LibertyID does all the work, but you have to be prepared. Go to LibertyID.com, promo code FREETRIAL. LibertyID.com.